Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up?
Yes, missed you all. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some of the juiciest gossip about your favorite celebrities. We can't forget about our Atlanta crew. They are with us, too.
What's up, everybody?
Hey,
Later, The Bachelor is back, and we already have a villain. We'll tell you what she did to make everybody so mad at her. Oh. And also, what actress is going to be able to portray the role of Barbie? And I think they got it right this time. But yeah. Portia, first, what do you got for us?
Well, y'all, we spoke recently about a certain rapper who revealed on The Ellen Show a while back that she likes to get busy 3 times a day.
Who's got time for that?
You like that? I mix it with the Smash Alert.
I love it.
Well, that was before December when she went public with her current man, Kenneth Petty. And it seemed like there was some truth to what Nikki was saying because a fan recently joked on Twitter and wrote, Nikki probably getting down 6 times a night and giggles when y'all keep saying 3. Ew. Mm. Well, Nicki Minaj shot down the person's theory that she's having sex 6 times a night and said, 3 to 4 on average. 6 is a bit much, sis.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
And this dude is having sex with Nicki Minaj.
Right. She ain't nobody
not
special.
Not Nicki from Auntie Anne's Pretzels. It's Nicki Minaj.
Right.
I am trying to go for 4.
Unless he's straight out of the pen, honey, he doing it.
And you feel that pressure because it's Nicki Minaj. I mean, one time I had that chance to sleep with a porn star, so I felt like I had to pull out every trick in the book. I had to overdo it. So
yeah,
you got to keep up.
How'd it work out?
Oh, it worked out. So she fell in love with me.
Oh, please.
Oh, really? It was ridiculous.
Really?
She's like, oh, my gosh. Sure. I have to in love.
You doing the most. She was like, this is so regular.
Okay.
I'm so bored.
There's nothing worse than somebody wanting to keep changing positions every 10 seconds. She's like, just would you focus, ADD?
At least two out of the four are at least just her height and her leg up. Ain't no way y'all just switching positions back and forth. And she's Nicki Minaj. She probably changes her wig out each time.
But he knows her. They have a past together, right? Yeah.
They were dating when she was 16 damn years old, but people don't have sex 3 and 4 times. Somebody ain't working.
In the beginning. That's what I'm saying.
No, not even in the beginning.
Later on in a relationship, it will definitely not be that many times.
Because,
in the beginning, you do try to get it in as much as you can.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you ain't got a point to prove. Why you got to get it in?
Because you want to feel that feeling.
Yeah. Get to the morning.
Okay. And you don't know how long this train going to go, so you got to get it while you can.
It might not be new because they knew each other in the past, but they're back together and it's kind of new again. But me and my wife have been together for like 15 years, and she made her New Year's resolution to say she's not going to say no in the new year. So.
I love it, Frank.
To you or anybody?
To anybody.
Oh. No.
To me, Heidi.
Oh, all right. Well, after a pretty long process, Mattel and Warner Brothers have finally found their Barbie. Remember, there was going to be a Barbie live-action movie. Okay, so it was going to be Amy Schumer, but she had some scheduling conflicts. And then rumors were swirling that it was going to be Anne Hathaway, which I don't
Perfect.
See her as Barbie. I like her, but I don't know. We got our Barbie, and Frank, I think you're going to like this. I think you're going to approve. You love this girl, Margot Robbie.
Yes, all right.
Hell yeah!
Margot Robbie. Robbie. You know Margot Robbie from Suicide Squad.
Yes. And Tanya Harding.
Yeah, the I, Tanya movie, Wolf of Wall Street. She's an Australian actress.
I think she's going to kill this.
perfect Barbie.
She's going to put a sexy little spin on Barbie. Because you never know what Barbie's thinking because she's always just smiling, you know?
Didn't we all put a sexy spin on Barbie when we played Barbies? Barbie was pretty dude.
Listen, I can tell you, my Barbie was a...
Even though my G.I. Joes were half the size, they knew Barbie well.
I was wondering because I put Barbie and I would make a little hot tub in my in our sink with shampoo, and I'd put Barbie in there with Skipper.
Oh, that's playful. A lot.
I put Barbie and Skipper in there, and I think I found out later when I was older, because I thought Skipper was just a friend, but I found out later that I think they're related.
Nicki Minaj says she was Barbie.
Right.
That's her moniker, Barbie.
Well, look, and they got look killers
fine.
First.
That's fine, but she's not playing in the movie.
I had Barbie dating Stretch Armstrong when I was a kid.
Yeah, she was with Hulk Hogan for me.
She was with Mr. T for me.
Yeah. Yeah. She bucket.
She was
with
I do.
I had it with Duke and Snake Eyes.
Mama.
Yeah.
Well, last night I was all snuggled up in bed wearing my jammies watching the 3-hour premiere of The Bachelor starring the new Bachelor, Colton the Virgin Underwood.
Oh, that was last night. Totally missed
that
it.
That was last night.
And?
Well, 30 women are trying to win his heart, and they could be trying to win his Mannheimen as well. But there's always... We have a villain on this show.
Already
have a villain. It is Catherine. She's 28 years old. She's a DJ from Florida. And she brought her dog to the show and gave it to Colton and said, you just keep this during the show. So now he has to take care of her dog during the show. What really made everyone else so upset is that she kept interrupting his one-on-ones with the other ladies till finally one of the ladies had to say something about it.
So I'm kind of catching wind from other girls. And just because you've stolen Colton 3 times already, it's definitely rubbing people the wrong way. I think it almost looks a little desperate, and I don't know if you haven't had, like, good conversations with him.
I'm sorry if I stepped on those toes, and I'm sorry if I, like, insulted anyone or was too aggressive, or I looked desperate, which is hilarious, by the way. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's my priority.
I'm just saying, like, respect everyone.
I don't think that I have disrespected anybody.
So, is she being desperate? Or
she was being annoying as hell. Everything she said, she was like, I'm sorry if I don't give any talking.
And I vote all Friday girls do.
I want. I can't.
But you can't knock the hustle of a woman who's like truly going for it. Apparently, if them other girls couldn't edge their way in, apparently they weren't as competitive as she were.
When you establish yourself as the interrupter and the villain early, you are guaranteed to get a rose. And let me tell you, both
true.
The girls in that clip right there both got a rose last night. So you play the good side and the bad side. But
wait,
if you're bad, you're more likely to get a rose.
So that's
week
a producer
after week
thing.
After week.
Because no man,
it's a show.
No man is giving her a rose.
I like aggressive chicks.
You're insane.
She's crazy and aggressive, and she wore red. I like all
and
that stuff.
And then you're miserable. You go, all we do is fight.
Right.
But you can take your own fault. That's who you pick.
I'm just trying to get her to the champagne room.
True.
Let's go back to her giving Colton her dog.
Yeah.
When they were introduced. So she gives him her dog. I mean, you are a big dog person, Heidi.
Sure.
Also, you, Brad. Would you ever give your dog to somebody and say, let's just watch this during the show?
Never give your dog to anybody.
Not. No.
That dog was a prop, okay, that probably wasn't her real dog, or
don't
she just
you think,
don't
you
care about her dog.
True. Because your dog did not like them. And
100%.
Then, there you go. So she's actually kind of smart. Let me see if my dog likes you first to see if I'll even be on this show.
I don't think that dog even knows his name good.
Right.
Like, I don't think she's had that dog long enough for that name to be established.
Just rescued the dog for the show. Oh. Yeah.
The dog will answer to the name of dog. Well, speaking of dogs, dog lovers like Heidi and Brad, y'all going to love this one right here. So, a New Jersey Assemblywoman wants to pass a law that will offer abused animals legal representation in cases of animal cruelty. So, the attorney or law student representing the animal will go to court, present evidence, and make sure the accused will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Now, is this a good idea or just
too much? When you treat your dog cruel and you're responsible for doing that, hell yeah.
And we're going to call these guys public defenders.
That's cute, Heidi.
Public
I
defender.
Like that.
This is becoming to be ridiculous. But anyway.
Gary, do you not have pets?
No, I don't have no pets. says, and they treating damn dogs better than they treating human beings. Now, this is getting to be ridiculous.
Garrett doesn't have a living thing in his house. Not a fish. Not a plant.
Even his plants are dead.
Not a living thing.
No plants.
He must not be trusted with it.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be for damn plant rights then, honey.
You've been needing to smoke some plants.
Okay, find out what famous celebrity is dipping into his wife's makeup bag, honey. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
So I must say, honey, this man can pull off anything. And I'm talking about the legendary soccer player David Beckham, also known as Victoria Beckham's hubby, on the latest cover of Love magazine. And he changed the game, y'all, by rocking turquoise eyeshadow.
Are we sure his kid didn't just doodle on his face? It looks like the kid just took the crayon and just colored in his tattoo.
Yeah. You know, he's one of those guys who could kind of pull it off because he's kind of sexually fluid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, he he's a tough guy, but he also got, like, an androgynous vibe to him.
Like, he could wear a skirt. A kilt.
Yeah, well, that means he's a confident man. That's what I like to say. Sexually fluid is pushing it, but confident, I wish more African-American men were more like that. I mean, because if they would ask me to wear some turquoise eyeshadow for a magazine cover and then they're getting paid, I'm sure I would do it.
Yeah, well, we know you would.
Yeah, it wouldn't take that much.
Yeah, you've done the lips.
Would you do it, Aircraft?
Not at all.
Yeah, you should get a cover of a magazine. If they ask you, you know, hey, let's just put a little bit of rouge on your cheeks.
He wouldn't do it.
I'd be like, nah, bro.
Just for the, you know,
I mean, the thing is, like, certain people could pull that off. I don't personally feel like I can. No slight against anybody who, like, you know, can put on rouge or guy liner or all that other stuff, but, like, it's just not for me.
Yeah. Although I can see you with a little guy liner
on. Me too,
on.
And a little nice ruby red lipstick.
Not ruby red.
See, now you're talking
in the snow.
Now you're talking
about
that's why I got
you
back out.
You always
got
to take it too far, Gary.
No, I mean, a magazine cover.
I see a little eyeliner like a rock star.
Right. You're talking about little rouge. Yeah.
Next, you go start with some chaps.
Anyway, y'all, moving on, honey. It's time for
What the Fashion?
Now, honey, speaking of fashion trends, baby, did anyone see how snatched, baby, Mr. EJ Johnson has been looking lately, honey? Now, he almost look as good as I do.
Now, EJ Johnson would have worn the turquoise the eyeliner. He would have done that.
Please.
If he closes his eyes, it's probably on the top eyelid.
But anyway, honey, the son of Magic Johnson appeared at the 2019 Golden Globes Award, and he wore a beautiful black Alexandre Valtier dress with a slit in the leg, complimenting his black heels. Now, tell me, y'all, what y'all think of this?
I mean, I like the way the dress fits his body, okay? Because he's clearly been working on giving us body.
He's been working
on serving us, honey.
Yeah.
So I think he served us. But if I look in the front of this dress, ain't no way I'm wearing this to an award show.
Girl.
That right there tell me that my private parts could be hanging out.
Yes,
look at that split.
Honey, all your pubes would be showing unless you remove it, honey.
I'm sure he has none, darling.
Well, anyway, y'all, after EJ posted this picture, honey, to his Instagram, a fan clearly wasn't happy about this look, and he wrote, quote, "If my son ever pulls something like this, I will whoop his ass. That's too embarrassing."
Wow.
Unquote. Well, EJ clapped back, honey, with, "Your son, honey, can pull any look, honey, he chooses, even this one, regardless of your ignorance."
That was classy.
Yeah. It was, actually.
Yeah, that was actually classy.
Yeah.
But you know what? So, and that's a good thing, honey. Magic and Cookie really love their son.
Well, first of all, he ain't your son. He's a grown-ass man at this point. I mean, he's somebody's child, but he a grown man. He wearing what he want to wear.
Yeah, he's a grown man. But at the end of the day, you're still representing your parents.
But apparently his parents are cool enough with it to where he feels confident enough to run with it 100 miles per hour. As long as your parents support what you do, by all means, do you.
And listen, if you're going to wear a dress, please slay it for me.
Because I feel like
he went on to slay the look. So it works for me.
Right.
Well, up next, Courtney Cox opens up about a relationship with Johnny McDay, and you might be shocked to hear what he calls her. We'll tell you when we come back. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
All right!
Yeah! So actress Courtney Cox of the iconic show Friends has been with her on-and-off boyfriend Johnny McDade from the group Snow Patrol since 2014. And Courtney says that Johnny has an unusual way of describing who they are to each other to other people. They don't use the usual pronouns of boyfriend, girlfriend, or even bae or boo. Take a look at how they refer to each other.
Oh. How is your man friend, shall we? What would we call Johnny? Your
My man friend... Yes. That's good. I don't know if that would go over that well, but...
He was in... You were visiting him,
I was
right?
visiting him. He's my... he's my partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what he calls it, partner. And I always... I'm from Alabama, so you don't really stay partner unless you're in the same sex.
Yeah. I always think that, too, and they say partner. I'm like,
He's my guy. He's my one.
That's so true. Come on.
Okay.
You do have to be real specific.
Why wouldn't you just say boyfriend?
There you go. Yeah. Well, those labels sometimes come with a lot. People start acting like they own you if they're your boyfriend, your husband, or whatever.
Right.
But I'm verifying that partner is used in Atlanta as a gay term.
Yeah.
She just said that.
Well, it's probably not always, but yeah, majority of
people. Most same-sex couples be like partner.
Well, yeah, they do say partner.
Unless you black and be like, my partner, I'm going to go meet my partner.
But back in the day, the girls used to say my husband to another couple. Now it's partner. Oh.
No, I don't know. I don't want to make this a trend. I don't like the partner.
No,
I don't like the partner word either. Yeah.
Well, Portia, so what you and Dennis call each other?
You know, I'm having a hard time remembering to say fiancé. You know, because we're engaged now, so we go straight into calling each other hubby or wifey or, you know, like, we're right all the way into it. We the McKinleys as far as we're concerned.
Well, that's good. Let it be that way.
Like, what's, like, the lowest thing you ever called them? Oh, it's my man.
Oh, well, when I first introduced him to my family, I introduced him as my friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was this while you were pregnant?
No, this was before.
Hell of a friend.
Okay.
Some friend you got.
Yo, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Now, we are all big celebrities here at Dish Nation, especially in these halls. And sometimes we need something to shield us from not only the sun, but the prying eyes of fans and paparazzi. And normally you would put on sunglasses, but not just no regular schmegular ordinary sunglasses. I'm talking about these right here. Yeah, buddy.
What are those?
Well, Portia, these are the Ray-Ban assorted sunglasses, and they come in a variety of frame colors, shapes, and sizes, as well as lens treatments. Now, these sunglasses offer optimal comfort and UV protection to keep you safe and glare-free.
Honey, look at this. Honey, look, I don't even see you, Portia.
See, and Gary, you actually look good in them. And these Ray-Ban designs are timeless, yet modern, and they're always a pair of showstoppers.
Okay, Headcrack, now how much are these?
Well, you might want to put your glasses on for this blinding glow I'm about to hit you with. Normally, the Ray-Ban assorted sunglasses cost between $143 and $188 before our Dish Nation viewers. They're only $75.
Oh, yeah.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, Gary, pay attention. We have some advice on how to get a husband. You won't want to miss this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Well, no need walking around talking about you can't get a man, sis. We've got something for you. Gary, are you listening?
Girls, yes, my ears are open.
Okay, you better be. The 1958 issue of McCall's magazine has resurfaced, and you'll never believe what it's about. 129 ways to get a husband.
All right, that's cute, huh?
Yes, so here are some of the tips that they gave. Sit on a park bench and feed the pigeons.
Oh!
Be friendly to ugly men.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to associate with attractive girls. They might have some leftovers for you.
All right, bitch. Uh-uh.
Wear a Band-Aid so they can ask, what happened to you?
Oh!
But some of those things still work. Like, you know, the hanging out with more attractive people, that still works. And being friendly to ugly men works to some degree.
But you're looking for these little pretty boys, honey. That's all he is. He's pretty.
That's it.
He ain't got no job. He can't do nothing, honey. An ugly man, baby. First of all, they used to be the ones that are very well positioned.
And they may have a little bit of low self-esteem.
And you can,
so
they're glad to be
feel
with
that
you.
Boy. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you keep him right there.
Y'all are crazy. Why would you look for somebody ugly?
Because if you cute and have ass cute, at least you know you're going to still look cute together. You're going to still bring him up, but remind him if you ever try to step out of place, look, your ass still ugly.
It's kind of like going to a 2-star restaurant.
Yes, and remind him you're still ugly.
Horrible.
Keep him in his place. face.
Aww. This is true.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.